Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Premier Mark McGowan is among those to offer their sympathies to the family of a pregnant woman who died in hospital this morning after being critically injured in Perth South. The 30-year-old was hit in the head with a piece of concrete that was allegedly thrown at her car in a Carrawarra shopping centre car park on Tuesday night. A GoFundMe page has been set up for her family. Police have released CCTV as they try to identify a man who allegedly exposed himself to two women on the 998 bus and sexually assaulted a woman at Morley Station. The three incidents occurred on Monday night. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. Former Sydney schoolteacher Chris Dawson has been sentenced to 24 years in jail after being found guilty of the murder of his wife Lynette, who vanished 40 years ago. He'll be eligible for parole in 18 years. A nationwide strike by aviation firefighters has been called off after their union reached an in-principle deal with employer Air Services Australia. Firefighters had been planning to walk off the job next Friday at 27 airports. We're being asked to have our say on whether containers for change should be expanded. The state government is looking to include wine, spirit and juice bottles. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says the proposed changes would dramatically reduce landfill.
It will include an extra 140 million containers being taken back for a deposit and recycled.
In sport, the Aussies are back at the crease after dismissing the West Indies for 283 on day three of their opening test in Perth. Earlier today, skipper Pat Cummins notched up his 200th test wicket. WA is none for 18 at stumps on day two of their Sheffield Shield clash with Queensland. They're trailing the Bulls by 277 runs. And the Scorchers will be without Mitch Marsh for the upcoming Big Bash season as he recovers from ankle surgery.